Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 5.
We made
Not really.
it.
We've managed to last a month so far, though.
Believe it or not, don't know if anyone's still listening, but you know.
We do still have regular listeners, yes. According to the
So they say.
analytics. Welcoming our new listeners in the United States of America. No need to say much else, because if I do, I'll say something inappropriate.
We acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia, and we recognise their ongoing connection to land, waters, and community. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. So this week we're going to try something different. We're going to have a little segment up next called A Day in the Life. So it's going to be sort of like a mini vlog, but audio.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've just recorded little snippets throughout the day, so you can try and experience what it's like in a day in our lives.
So it could be boring, it could be funny, who knows? I'm just going to work, so.
I'm going to work in the morning, and then I'm going for a stroll on the beach in the afternoon, and
Nice.
let's just say some of my customers at work, while I can't mention names, well, they are worth talking about it without even mentioning their names. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 in the morning. I'm just getting up to get ready for work. Not a long shift ahead of me today, but bloody tired. Again, it's currently 11 past 7. I've already driven down to the town I drive a taxi in and got myself a dare iced coffee because got to get through the day somehow. Logged on, ready and waiting for my first call of the day. Just got my first call of the day, 2 minutes after I stopped recording the last bit. Only a short fare to start off with, but the fares will get longer throughout the day. So, just did my first job, and it really pisses me off when customers get like an $8, $9 fare, and then they pay me with either a $50 or a $100 note, and just expect that I have that much change on me throughout the day. It's a bloody taxi. I only carry a limited amount of cash. Like, get with it, people. So it's 8:25 almost. And I've still only done that one taxi job. Just been sitting here scrolling through TikTok, waiting for the phone to call. Sometimes it's a bit slow when you're a taxi driver.
It's almost 10 o'clock. I'm about halfway through my taxi shift today. Not many interesting characters yet so far. I mean, I had a crackhead going off at me, but that's the everyday for taxi drivers, unfortunately. I had a lady who, she forgot one of her bags at home, so I had to take her back from where she was going back home, wait for her to get her other bag, and then take her all the way back again. Ended up being a pretty decent fare for me, so I mean, can't complain, but nothing else really happened at the moment. Might be going out of town soon. Usually I go out to a very small town about 20 minutes drive out from the town I normally work in and pick up this bloke, bring him into town, get some groceries, take him back home again. It's a really good fare, really nice drive. Sometimes it's nice just to change the scenery when you're a taxi driver and just drive somewhere out of the usual and somewhere that's really pretty. The area I live in is really pretty. I can't complain about that. Definitely not.
I just picked up this really great bloke in the taxi. He volunteers his time for the council and paints like murals on some of the buildings, legally, obviously. He doesn't break the law, but the murals he paints are just absolutely beautiful. He's a very skilled artist, very skilled hand. And it's nice to see someone volunteering their time for the local community. So, driving the taxi, passengers in the car, picked up from my motel, taking him to the rank. Get close to the rank, got this bloody Victorian driver in front of me. Can't drive for crap. She indicates left at the very last possible second to reverse park, like reverse parallel park. So I stop, so I don't want to hit her, obviously. And she has one go, almost hits the car park in the park behind the one she was trying to park in. By about, she missed the car by about, oh, I'd say 2 millimeters, if that. And pulls out again, tries to have another go, goes up the gutter. Goes to pull out again, sees me and goes, "Oh, there's a taxi waiting there with the meter running." And then it took her about another 2 minutes to go, "Oh crap, I better get out of their road." I'm sorry, no offense, Victoria, but learn to drive. The worst drivers in this country either have Victorian or ACT number plates. I am sorry. No offense, but it's the truth. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some good and excellent drivers from those two states as well. But the majority of yous, y'all need to bloody get trained up and learn how to drive. It's ridiculous. One of the good things about driving a taxi is you get to know some interesting people. Like, there's this one customer of mine. She's an amazing woman. She's lived through, some wars and some battles of her own as well, and she's an older lady, but she's so lovely, and her personality is just like, even though she's gone through some crap and she's going through some crap at the moment, medical wise, she still manages to be happy all the time, which cheers me up a lot. Those sort of nice customers break up the day from the horrible clients that are just rude and horrible. And the other thing about her is when she rings the taxis to get a call, like to get a taxi out to her for a job, she answers the phone, "Hey Callum, Nana needs a lift." And it just makes me smile every time I hear that, because she's just so happy and vibrant and always vibrant. So it's still a bit quiet in the taxis. Just drove down to one of the local beaches in this town I drive in, and just watching the waves, listening to them. I'm gonna wind my window down and see if you guys can hear them. If you can't, I do apologise. They're not that loud today. They're usually a bit rougher and louder here at this beach. Yeah, I'm just sitting in the car in the parking lot. The water is literally 7-8 metres away from me. The car park is really close to the beach. Just watching people walking their dogs. Ooh! I just saw a dolphin. Dolphins down here at this beach. They come in really close. Like, you know, the waves breaking. Not right at the back, but sort of in the middle of where the waves break at the beach. They get in that close. And, I don't know. I think they're looking for food, probably. I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's really nice just to sit here and watch them. And it's really great when I've had a really stressful customer in the cab, and I'm watching the views out to sea. Occasionally we have Navy ships come past. Shout out to the Royal Australian Navy. It's good to see us every now and again float past, I guess. Steam past? I don't know. They're not really steaming. They're pretty slow when they go past, usually just patrolling and whatever. But it's good to see them out and about. And, you know, every now and again they stop at the port here and come up into town and get some groceries or whatever, and go to the coffee shops and spread the money around to those small businesses that are doing it tough during COVID. Anyway, unfortunately, doesn't look like my out of towner that comes in like 3-4 days a week is coming in today. He hasn't rung yet. Usually he's rung by now, so got about roughly an hour and a half left of my shift until the afternoon driver comes on and takes over. Righto. Last hour of my shift was a bit interesting. I got a little bit busy for, I don't know, 20-25 minutes there. And then the Defence Force helicopter landed on the sports oval, and I'm like, what's going on here? What the hell? Anyway, so that was different, out of the blue. So about to drive home. And I will talk to you soon. So, just got home from work. It's 1:15. Need to do a bit of paperwork and then I will be walking down to the beach. Not that it's a very long walk, a couple of steps. So, it's 2:00. Just finished up my paperwork for the day. And now I'm gonna run down to the taxi base and hand it in. And I was gonna go for a walk on the beach, but it is very close to a storm blowing over at the moment. Hopefully it passes before nightfall so I can still go for a nice stroll. If not, I do apologize, everyone. So, guys, just got back from the taxi base, back home, and sorry, guys, it's not looking good for the beach walk. I will keep an eye on it and see what happens, and I'll get back to you. Hey, guys, just been doing some housework, a lot of fun. About to go do a lot of editing for the podcast. Got to edit the rest of the gag reel for episodes 4 and 5. And yeah, might as well start editing the rest of episode 5 as well. So I'll see you guys in the funny papers. So, guys, while I was away, I did some editing of some of the podcast stuff and the gag reel. And then I cooked dinner for myself and my housemates. We had chicken parmy and homemade chips in the air fryer tonight with some salad. It was beautiful. So, guys, it's about 1:30 in the morning the following day. Been doing heaps of editing and talking to Dana as well as some of my other friends. Because I do have other friends as well. Dana isn't the only friend in my life. Sorry, love you, Dana. But yeah, about to go to bed. Bloody tired as hell and keen for another day, I guess. Thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy Dana's.
So, Dana, what did you think of my day in the life?
Well, first off, I have to say it went from a day at work with you to every thought you had during that day real quick.
I didn't include every thought. I as you know, I edited out a few thoughts on mental illness and small businesses.
You make me sound so slack, but Jesus Christ. I was bored.
Rude. Did you like listening to the taxi phone over and over again?
No, it triggered me every time I heard it.
Yeah, but see, that's what I deal with on a daily basis. That's why I wanted to introduce our listeners to it, because guess what? I listen to that 20 fucking times a day.
So yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm keen to listen to your one.
Yeah, that will probably be out next week. I had a bit of a mix up with the recordings. Let's not go there. I am technologically illiterate.
Actually, it won't be till the week after, will it now, Dana?
Yeah, the next episode. So I must say, you sound very seedy when you first wake up.
Thank you.
It was like, hey, just woke up. And Callum, aren't you lactose intolerant?
No.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Yeah, because I was.
I'm mint intolerant.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Well, actually, I'm not mint intolerant. I'm mint die.
What?
So, actually, listeners, I'm anaphylactic to a chemical called menthol, which is in mint. And if I have it, I go into anaphylactic shock. and then die, which is great fun.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be that fun.
Oh, well, yeah, no, not really.
Another thing that really I resonate with is when people break a 50 on such a small amount.
Yeah, or 100.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Can you not just tap your fucking card?
Like, exactly. Or they'll have smaller change. They'll have a tenner.
And they won't give it to you.
And they'll still give me the largest one and won't give me the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they just demand that I break it down for them. And it's like,
can't sometimes, like, you physically cannot. Exactly. So I just say to people, look, I've got nothing. You're going to have to give me something smaller or use your card, or you can go and get cash out somewhere, get something smaller.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
We're not banks.
Exactly.
If we were working in a bank, fair enough, that's our job. But otherwise, no.
And so I will have mine up hopefully next episode. I had a few little minor inconveniences during recording because I'm technologically illiterate. So we're going to do a little BuzzFeed quiz again.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
I want you to quiz me this time.
I just picked like a funny, quick one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me describe the cakes to you.
Okay.
It's like a fancy modern cake, and it's like ombre. So it's chocolate ombre. It's like dark brown down the bottom, then it goes to light brown, then it goes to white. Ombre? Like it fades into in the colors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like ombre.
That just shows you how much I listened, even though I did visual arts as a specialty subject in year 11 or 12.
Fuck me. Okay. So there's that cake, or there's a white iced cake with rosemary, blueberries, and fig on top for decoration. There's a sponge cake that's about 3 tiers, and it's got passion fruit and leaves and pine nuts on it. Or there's a rainbow-ish cake with white icing and like star confetti, like, you know, the edible confetti.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Can I go the one with the white icing and the fruit, the second one, I think?
It looks really cool. It's very aesthetic. Yep. Okay. So what's your guess on the quiz? What is it for?
Are they guessing my personality based on what cakes I like?
Bake a cake and we'll tell you how much longer you'll be single.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
How long do you think you're going to be single for? Bear in mind,
forever alone.
When you baked the cake, you were only sharing it with yourself.
Forever alone?
You'll be single for 2 more months.
2 more months.
2 more months. That's it.
Okay. That's the only way I'm meant to be dating in 2 months.
There's hope for you yet. BuzzFeed says so.
Who am I meant to be dating in 2 months?
I don't know. It's like when you get a reading, you've been told the answer. Now you have to make it happen.
Oops.
Don't leave it down to fate.
Oops.
What?
I deleted Tinder and Grindr today.
Why?
I just didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay, fair enough. Let's not get into that.
Why?
I don't know.
I just couldn't be.
I don't want you to go all espresso depresso forever lono again. Because you won't be. You got 2 months.
But I've got booking now. I'm going to have to leave it up to fate now. Or re-download Tinder and Grindr because it's...
Do you really...
guys around here to meet a meeting person.
Do you really think that Tinder's going to help you not be single in 2 months?
Probably not.
Exactly. You've got to get it out there, but Rona.
It's the bitchiness for me.
It's the eyebrow for me.
It's the moustache for me.
It's the allergy to mint for me.
Oh, fuck you. It's the menthol cigarettes for me.
Don't know what you're talking about. It's the inability to read through simple typos in a text for me.
So, Dana, to continue on this journey of talking shit.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Mm.
Have you ever seen the TV show on Discovery Channel called World's Dirtiest Jobs?
Yes.
My question to you is, what is the dirtiest job you've ever done?
I don't know. Nothing really.
Never really done a dirty job, even if it was only like a one-time thing.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is I worked in a hotel for a little while.
How was that dirty?
I was a cleaner. Sorry. How was that dirty? What, did you think I was a hooker or something?
No. Maybe you were cleaning semen-covered sheets or something?
Oh, no.
Oh. Would you like to know what my dirtiest job ever was?
Do I want to know?
So I can't mention names because this is when I was back in nursing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know if I've told you this one or not. So I was cleaning a hoarder's house.
Okay.
And in psychology, they rank hoarders out of five, five being the worst, and two is what people are generally at. So we're actually classed as stage two hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's general, like collecting things. So this person
mm-hmm.
was a stage five hoarder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a stage four or three.
No, this person was a stage five hoarder.
Wow, okay. What does that mean?
It was, his house was to the point where he could no longer move around and live in anymore because there was so much stuff in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And
like collectible things or rubbish?
Both.
Right.
He had an entire room of just VHSs and DVDs.
Oh, wow.
Like some of them, yeah, they may have been worth a lot of money. Maybe. I don't know. When you're cleaning a hoarder's house, you sort of don't have time to sit there and go, ooh, that's money. That's worth money. You know what I mean? You're there mm-hmm. to do a job, a serious job, and to help them with their disease.
But they should be allowed to keep their things, at least help them tidy up. Like,
oh, yeah. You know, we do help them appropriately.
So you don't throw away everything they own?
No, not everything.
Sort of thing. And no. Only keep the bare essentials.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that would be very traumatic.
Yeah. There is a certain way to do it appropriately. Mm-hmm. And we did manage this particular job appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yes, he was a stage five hoarder. And he also had, I mean, it's not a real diagnosis, but if it was, he would have been diagnosed as chronic laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was so lazy to the point where he would urinate and defecate in his own bed and push the feces down to the end of the bed and just lay in his filth.
Okay, please say no more. That's a bit, ugh. I don't know. How old was he? Can I ask?
50s.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a dirty job to clean up his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he cooperative at least?
I mean, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he told us, and we knew he wasn't joking or like lying when he said that he did want to change.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it is for anyone. Change is hard for any person, really. Like, big changes like that, it's hard for anyone.
And yeah.
Yeah. We worked with him accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Got him on the right path, which helped him. Got him the assistance he needed.
Very good. So I've chosen a song. It's been around for a while. I've chosen Electric Love by Borns. And it came out a while ago. I think it was 2015. Yeah. But it's recently made a comeback on TikTok. So that's why I've chosen it. It's a... It's off a really cool album too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got some really good songs. He's the genre's alternative indie.
Yep.
So check out his other stuff.
So Dana, I've never heard of this artist before.
You haven't?
No.
I heard his stuff a while ago. But sort of that was when I was going through my very big Triple J phase.
Yeah.
And was only into that sort of undergroundish kind of music. But then, yeah, TikTok sort of reintroduced me to it.
Yep.
When I saw the trend. I'm not sure what it was trending for. It was some challenge or something.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I said I'd never heard of the band, and I gave the song a listen. I wasn't really a fan, to be honest.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I love it. It makes you, I don't know, when they get into the chorus and it just sort of, I don't know, makes you feel good.